Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and this is your Bengals training camp report for Saturday, August 6th. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official healthcare insurer of the Cincinnati Bengals. Saturday was family day at Paul Brown Stadium, and the biggest crowd of training camp so far enjoyed a wide variety of kid-friendly activities, including giant inflatables, face painting, and balloon artists. And then after watching a mock game, basically two-hand touch, the players spread out along the lower bowl of Paul Brown Stadium to sign autographs. Now let's turn to football as I'm joined by my broadcast partner, Dave Lapham. The Bengals played two-hand touch, essentially today, a mock football game. For most of it, it was Andy Dalton in the number one offense against the number two defense. A.J. McCarron with the number two offense against the number one defense. Then McCarron went over and took some snaps with the number one offense. In any case, what stood out to you?
Well, the fact that there weren't a whole lot of penalties. You know, even when the twos were going against the ones or the twos against the twos or even the threes, the remaining guys, it wasn't a situation where yellow flag after yellow flag. So guys were lining up properly. They were adhering to the snap count. Defense wasn't jumping into the neutral zone. There weren't, you know, grabbing going on in the secondary. I mean, it was fairly well played in terms of playing a clean mock game as such. So that impressed me. The other thing is there weren't a lot of free runners in blitzing and that sort of thing. So the assignments seemed like they were pretty sound. Protections, there didn't seem to be many breakdowns there as well. And then there are chunk plays, and there always are chunk plays. But were the chunk plays because of the ability of one guy over another? In other words, a contested catch chunk play? That's going to happen. You don't want a chunk play because the coverage is blown or a guy's running free down the seam. And there wasn't a lot of that. The chunk plays, you know, A.J. Green out battling Darius Hillary for a long gain of 30 yards. Boyd's touchdown catch was a contested play. It wasn't a blown coverage, a wide open. And I think the coaches are going to say, you know what? We can work with that. You know, you were there. It's just a matter of finishing up, you know, polishing some techniques. So all in all, I thought for, you know, a first scrimmage mock game type thing, it was pretty well done.
Andy Dalton was out there for two series. I had him 9 for 11, including a 98-yard touchdown drive. You mentioned the long pass down the sideline to A.J. Green. His touchdown came on a pass over the middle to C.J. Uzomah. How is Uzomah looking to you with Tyler Eifert and Tyler Croft currently out with injuries?
He presents you a mismatch, Dan. He really does. I mean, the guy's, you know, 6'5 plus, 260, 65 pounds, and can run in the 4.6s. So that's a very athletic body. And everybody knew he could do that. He went to Auburn as a quarterback. So the guy's an athlete. You know, he's got great hands. He's got great eye-hand coordination. He's got soft hands. He runs good routes. And again, as a former quarterback, he understands coverages. He understands places to go, where to settle in zones to be open. And I think that he's a good matchup in favor of the Bengals in that area. If he shows he can put his hand on the ground and handle the outside linebackers or the defensive ends at the end of the line of scrimmage, something special there.
Tyler Boyd's touchdown catch came from A.J. McCarron, a high floating pass into the end zone that he went up and got. Basically a week into his first training camp, how is Boyd looking?
As advertised, you know, I mean, it seems like every practice he does something that catches your eye. And really, you know, he's very, very smooth athletically. The first day of camp on the third play, showed he could throw the ball over, you know, 55, 60 yards in the air on the reverse pass. He's very, very smooth and fluid in his route running, gets in and out of his cuts very well, gets separation that way, and has been sure-handed. I mean, everybody's going to drop some, but I think his catch ratio is going to be pretty high. The coaches have to be pleased with that.
The defense came up with one takeaway. It was an interception by Adam Jones off number three quarterback Keith Wenning. One thing that stands out to me when I watch Adam Jones is how competitive he is on every single practice snap.
The guy loves football, loves everything about it, loves the preparation, and then just loves to go out there and compete and execute. And it would have been a pick six, you know. His athletic ability is still at such a high level. I mean, a guy his age to have 4.3% body fat is incomprehensible. I mean, he's still running, and his breaks on the football, he is so sure of things. I'll hear him on the sideline, you know, yelling things out to the younger guys. He'll recognize the formation, and he'll say, you know, watch this, check to this, and he's right on the money with all of it. He's got tremendous tremendous football IQ. You know, he's another guy in the list that they've had, Dan, of a mentor mentoring the younger guys. And, you know, it's gone on for years here in the secondary and the back end. Former number one draft picks, taking care of the next round of number one draft picks or the guys that weren't even drafted. And he's filling that role well.
Andrew Whitworth was given a veteran day off. So the tackles with the number one offense were Cedric Obwehi on the right side and Jake Fisher on the left. The Bengals' top two draft picks last year. How are they coming along?
Cedric Obwehi, you know, it's like there's a lot of everybody's expecting him to be an Anthony Munoz type perennial Pro Bowler in 3 days or a week. And it's going to be a process. He's going to have his ups and downs, but he is gifted. I mean, athletically, physically, there's nothing that he can't do. So it's just a matter of taking the reps, getting used to the nuances, you know, understanding moves that different guys are going to make. You know, the shorter defensive ends will probably feature this move. The long, lanky, you know, rangier guys will feature another move. And just getting used to being able to sort all that out. And I'll tell you what, Fisher is much improved from last year. From year one to year two, his graph has gone straight up. So he's handling it well in the absence of Witt, giving Witt a lot of time off. And that's smart. And Andrew Whitworth doesn't need to be out here. He doesn't really need to play much in the preseason. Fisher is showing that he belongs, though. There's no question about it. Those young tackles, Dan, may be as athletic a bookend of tackles as there is in the league in terms of foot quickness, foot speed. Pretty impressive.
All right, that's going to wrap up our coverage of Family Day. Don't forget, a big week is coming up for Bengals fans. The Vikings will be here for joint practices on Wednesday and Thursday, and the preseason opener is coming up next Friday here at Paul Brown Stadium. Great tickets are still available. For Dave Lapp, Amanda, photographer Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out this training camp report on Bengals.com.